There's a new book by pastor and author Dale Harris. It's called Though I Walk. Let's get the story behind it. It's pretty amazing with Dale Harris. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you're a local pastor. You're not far away from us.
I'm pastoring in the city of Oshawa. That's right.
All right. A little place called the Corner Church. That sounds cool.
The Corner Church. Yep. South Oshawa is where the Corner Church is.
Is it actually on a corner?
It is, yes, which is kind of primarily where the name came from. You know, we're a church that really tries to have a positive presence in our neighborhood and an impact in our neighborhood. And so the idea of being the church on the corner for folks in the neighborhood was behind the story.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
And you're an author now, but this book that you've written, Though I Walk, it was a long process. Why did it take, what was it, 2 decades for this to finally happen?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, so Though I Walk is my first novel, and I started it about, I guess, 20 years ago. I was an English teacher at the time. I was not really following the Lord at the time, and I mean, I'd been raised in a Christian home. I knew the basics of the faith, but it wasn't at all, you know, I wasn't a disciple of Jesus, and I had it in mind to write this book. It was an entirely kind of secular story. It didn't really have any redeeming qualities in terms of anything to do with faith or the Lord. But anyway, so long story short, I'd finished it. I tried to find a publisher for it, and nothing really happened with it. And then over the course of my journey, I came back to my faith. The Lord led me into ministry, and I'd often look back and think, oh, I'm quite grateful that story never got published because, you know, it didn't really speak... it didn't reflect where my heart was at in terms of my values and kind of my faith. And then in 2014, I sort of took a 3-month break from my ministry. I was kind of in a season of life and ministry, trying to, you know, discern where the Lord was leading me at. And he just sort of prompted me to go back to this story, and he kind of... The way I tell the story is that he said, why don't you start rewriting it and let me into this book now and see what I can do with it. And so I did. I started over at the very beginning, and most of it was completely rewritten, but the shell of the idea was still there. And at sort of crucial points, I would just sort of say, okay, God, where do you want to take these characters and what do you want to do with this? And it became an entirely different story in a lot of ways in terms of the spiritual themes, and the ending for sure is...
Well, isn't that like God? He changes our endings. Well, what was the inspiration that you originally started out with for this book?
It's a story set in World War II. It's set in the city of Halifax and also on the island of Crete during World War II. And it tells the story of these two characters. They're engaged to be married, but they're sort of separated by the war. He's been working as an archaeologist on Crete when the war starts, and he is sort of... kind of stuck there because of the circumstances of the war, and she is involved in the war effort in Halifax, and so it tells this story of their kind of journey and then their reunion and so on. So the original inspiration, 20 years ago, my wife and I were actually on vacation on Crete, and I just kind of was really fascinated by the history of the place and the story, especially of the war, the story of the invasion of Crete during World War II is a really fascinating story, but doesn't often get told among all of the other stories that are told about World War II. So I just kind of became fascinated with that. And also the story of Halifax during the war is a really fascinating... It was Canada's only frontline city, actually North America's only frontline city, Halifax was. And so there's just a lot of rich history and human interest stuff around that. So those were kind of the two seeds of the inspiration, and wanting to tell a story about just these two characters who fall in love, and then kind of the big historical events that sweep us up in ways we don't see coming, and kind of the human aspect of that was part of what I was trying to do.
The book is called Though I Walk. The author is Dale Harris. He's the pastor of Corner Church in Oshawa. Thanks for being with us, Dale.
Well, thanks so much for having me.